Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to be back and to be able to share with you. I've got an interesting message this morning. The title of my message is, Will You Be Found Praying in the Day You Prayed Your Prayer Is Answered? Will you be found praying in the day your prayer is answered? Let's turn Bibles to Luke chapter 1, verse 13. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. So behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." Let's pray. Father, I ask for the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ over our minds, that you will purge our conscience, that you will cleanse our hearts, that you will help us, Lord, to receive what you have to say to us today. I ask you, Father, that you will guide my words, that everything that I say, Lord, will be only what you want to say, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, suppose that an angel showed up, the angel Gabriel showed up to you and said, "Your prayer has been heard." What comes to your mind? Now, I know for myself, I would say, "Wait a minute, I got so many prayers. Which one are you talking about?" So Zacharias is sitting there in front of Gabriel and is listening. Gabriel is telling him this good news. But Zacharias has long forgotten the prayer that he prayed maybe 20 or 30 years ago when he got married, that he wanted to have a child. So he's sitting there and he's arguing with Gabriel. Now, you have to think about this, because arguing with an angel is not very smart. And yet, Gabriel was saying to him, "Hey, I'm just the messenger. And I'm just telling you this because I was told to tell you this. But now, because of your resistance, because you did not believe me, you're going to have to wait a while to enjoy the answer to this prayer." Now, when you think about Zacharias, we think about many of the things that happen to us. There's a lot of prayers that we have brought to God that we didn't even think about. "Oh, okay, well, it didn't happen within a week or a day or a month or a year. It's long forgotten." But the interesting thing is that not only is God sometimes has a sense of humor, but he wants to surprise us. Sometimes we're just going through the regular day. Here's Zacharias, he's one of 20,000 priests, and he's chosen to go in to the temple to pray. What are the odds? And yet God uses this very regular occasion to show up and to answer his prayer. And not only that, the angel Gabriel was very merciful to him. And not only, he sends him one of the highest angels. That's the angel that was in the book of Daniel. And yet sometimes we forget that God, what the angel said to him, God heard your prayer. Now, what's very important is that we need to know that there are certain principles when we come to God. And the first prayer, the first principle is this. Every prayer that you pray will be answered in the will of God. In the will of God. You have to be very careful here. Every prayer that you spoke throughout your life, God hears it. God looks after it. The problem is waiting for the answer. Now, how do we know that every prayer that we pray in the will of God will be answered? So let's turn to 1 John 5:14. 14. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, we know that there are prayers that are in the will of God. For example, when we pray for healing, it is the will of God for you to be healed. So it will be answered. The problem is that you have to wait for it. And when you see when you hear the word, he hears you, in Hebrew, hearing involves two things. It's not just listening with your ear. It is a Shema. You know, when the Jewish people say the Shema, which hear, O Lord our God, the Lord our God is one. Then the hear means hear and obey. It's like when you tell your children, did you hear me? That means, are you going to obey as well? And not just, yes, I heard you. So when God says, I hear you, not only will I hear you if your prayer is in my will, I already obeyed it. God obeys your prayer if they are in his will. Now the difficulty we have here is, how do I know if I'm praying in his will? Now there are some prayers that are obvious, and there are some prayers that I don't know. Is it his will or is it not? So we have in the case of, for example, in Matthew 7, where Jesus talks about, you can turn there if you want, chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, where he talks about, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give you good things to those who ask him? God has good things that he wants to give us when we ask him. And yet, the difficulty that we're having is we want the things that we want. And what Jesus is saying here is good things. I know that you want to have that cracker, but if that cracker has mold on it, I'm not going to give it to you. Right? So, yes, you're asking me as my child, but I know what's good for you. So sometimes we have to balance, even when we pray in God's will, we have to balance the things that are true about God as our Father. And that's where Jesus gives this example to show that God wants to give us what we ask for, but he wants to give us the best of what we ask for. Not just, he says, yes, I know you want that cracker, but I know right now it's moldy, so I can't give it to you. I'm going to give you something else. So we have to be ready to allow God the latitude, if you want to call it. So, and sometimes God, like the Israelites said, we want a king. And they went to Samuel and said, we want a king. Samuel wasn't happy about it. So he said, oh, please, God, don't answer their prayer. God says, okay, they want a king? Let them have it. So there's a danger sometimes when we push God to say, God, I want this. I got to have this. I must have this. And sometimes God says, okay, have it your way. And the thing is that we can fall into this in Psalm 106, verse 15. You can turn there if you want. He says, and he gave them the request, but he sent leanness in their soul. He says, you want it that bad, but it's going to be make you lean in your soul. The children of Israel complained in the desert, as you remember. So sometimes we find that every prayer that we pray, we know that God hears it. We agree on that. And if it's in his will, he will hear it. If it's not in his will, it's just forget it. And now, but we also know that we have to watch what we pray, even if it is in his will, because sometimes we can cause God to try to give us something that we don't really want. Now, if you really want an example of, for example, when God says no, there's a lot of times people will tell you God never says no. I'll take you to Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 to 20. Let me just turn there. I was thinking about this. It says, then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart. Let's go. Where's the 17? Verse 15, sorry. 15 to 20. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, and I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Then God said, no. God said, no. Here's a prayer where God said, no. It's not going to happen that way, Abraham. Nevertheless, I'm going to answer your prayer. Like we said, God answers every prayer. And the way the prayer is going to be answered is my way, not your way. He says, yes, I'm going to bless your son, Ishmael. So here we have an example of how when we deal with God in prayer requests to make sure that what we ask, he hears every prayer that we pray. We have to, it's guaranteed. There's no two ways about it. And of course, in his will, he will answer it. The problem is how this answer will come will depend on you. And this is what is happening to Zechariah. He prayed this prayer, he forgot all about it, and yet 20 years later, the answer came, and like the title of my message is, was he found praying about this every day? No. Completely forgot about it. Arguing with the angel. He said, no, this can't be. He says, you know, I'm an old man, and so on, and gave all these excuses. So sometimes God knows exactly what we prayed, and he knows what we need. But a lot of times we have this conflict in us. I got to have this. I got to do this, or I got to buy this, or whatever. And sometimes it's really, God allows us this exercise just to make us understand that what he has for us is the best things, but also to remind us what you prayed for, don't give up on it. Not because it hasn't happened 5 years ago or 3 years ago. So he's here this morning to remind us. There's a lot of prayers that have been prayed in this church, and even about what we prayed this morning for people to come and fill the sanctuary. God is saying, don't give up. And not only that, when I answer your prayer, I want you to be found praying your prayer. Don't tell me, we prayed for numbers to be added 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. God says, no. Every prayer, every day is fresh. And God remembers and he writes down everything that we ask him. Now, another aspect of us knowing, are we praying in God's will, is the help of the Holy Spirit. Because it says in Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit helps our weakness. The Spirit knows the will of God. The Spirit always prays the will of God. And God has given us a tool to say, if you don't know if you're praying in the will of God, pray in the Spirit. And that's something that a lot of believers have abandoned. Just stop praying in the Spirit. That's the best prayer you can pray. That's the most guaranteed prayer you can pray. There's a guaranteed answer. And not only that, it's unequivocal. The answer is guaranteed. The problem is, as believers, we've given up praying in the Spirit. We don't do that very often. It's very rare to hear, even in a service, where people start praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit. And yet, God is saying, I've given you a tool. You pray in the Spirit, you don't know what you're saying. But the Spirit knows, and the Spirit is praying what God wants. So, and sometimes you want to know what you're praying in tongues. You know, sometimes when you think about, I know Shirley grew up in the farm, and there was party lines on the phone. You know, where you share a telephone line with 3 or 4 households. So sometimes you want to pick up the phone while the conversation is going on by somebody else and hear what the Spirit is saying to God. Right? Sometimes you're curious. God, what am I saying in tongues? But the Spirit knows what he's saying. So it's important for us to revive this or rekindle this desire to pray in the Spirit. You don't know what to pray for? Just pray in the Spirit. And the conflict that we have is, am I praying in the will of God? And the it's a struggle. So the second principle is the prayer, the shape that your prayer takes is determined by how ready you are at the time. In the case of Zechariah, we saw what happened. The prayer solidified, but Zechariah missed it. And God is saying, what you're praying, I want you to keep believing that what you prayed 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was, it doesn't have to be anything super spiritual. Whatever you ask God for. But he's saying, I want you to rekindle that. Remember that prayer that you prayed about something that you wanted. God heard it, but you gave up on it in the process. As time went on, it just became very insignificant. And to give an example, let's go to Luke chapter 18. In Luke 18, we have the parable of the persistent widow. Right? Now, we know the parable, but what is interesting in the parable is the last verse. And this verse sometimes is taken out of context, even though we know that it means, we can read it and then we'll discuss it. It says, and shall God not, verse 8, sorry. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And then he says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Now we heard that verse, and we talk about, people talk about this verse as the end time. But what you need to seek in this parable is, why is it at the end of this parable? What is this parable about? It's about this widow that persisted. And the reason that this verse is there, it has to do with her persistence. It's not about the end times, which it could apply. It's about she intently believed that she was going to get an answer. So what God is saying, will I find you in faith when I answer your prayer? You may not remember what you prayed about, but when this answer comes, will I find you waiting for that prayer to be answered, or you already threw it out or burned the list or whatever? So this morning, what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us is not to give up. Because even the children of Israel, in Isaiah 64 and verse 1, they prayed, oh, that you would rend the heavens. You come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. Isaiah 64, verse 1. So they keep praying this to Jewish people. And what did God do? He rent the heavens and he came down. Did they recognize him? They missed it. So what the Holy Spirit wants to say is, remember the prayers that you prayed, whatever they were, no matter how insignificant you thought they were. In this case, the widow, there was nothing really religious about it. She just wanted justice. But God heard it. So the first principle is, God hears every prayer that is prayed in his will. The second is, the shape that the answer to your prayer takes depends on you. God has the answer ready for you. The question is, are you going to be ready to receive it how he wants to give it to you, not how you want it to come? So many times we can miss it. And many of the prayers that God, the Holy Spirit, wants to remind us, whatever your desire was, whatever you prayed, God heard it. And he's saying to us this morning, bring it back, but I want you to also be praying while I'm answering your prayer, and not only in the way that you want, but in the way that I choose to answer this prayer. So be expecting, be in expectation of every prayer that you ever prayed, because God has it all down and he heard every one of your prayers. Now the enemy will have you believe that's not true, because as time goes on, we get tired, we slack off. And so it's important for us to regroup, to refocus, and to say, God, I know that you hear. And it's very dangerous sometimes when you pray. Be careful what you ask God, because every prayer that you pray in his will, he will answer. That was, he's reminding us. He says, I can hear everything you say, but I also will give you the answer, and I want you to find, and you will miss it if I answer the prayer and you're not ready for it. Even for revival. People talk about revival, and we want revival. But when revival comes, everybody says, oh yeah, I'll be ready. Yeah, sure. Many revivals have come, and some people were not ready. So it's important this morning for us to focus and remember that our Father hears every prayer that we pray. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us. He said, you're not sure if it's God's will? Pray in the Spirit. And it is God's will, guarantee. And don't give up on that. Don't give up on that gift that God has deposited, given us, to pray in the Spirit. It's so important, because then we know that God hears and God will answer. Amen? Let's pray. Holy Spirit, thank you for reminding us once again, Lord, of all the prayers that we prayed and that you have written out. You have them written down and you have all the answers. Help us, Lord, to refocus and to rekindle the fire, Lord, that you put in us, Lord. We thank you that you hear, Father. We thank you that you hear every one of our prayers, Lord. We pray also for even for the prayers for our loved ones, Lord. You hear those prayers, Lord, and you will answer them in your time, Lord, and in the way that you want. And help us, Lord, to be persistent. Help us to pray in the Spirit. You've given us the Holy Spirit who prays on our behalf, Lord, and knows your perfect will, Father. Holy Spirit, help us. Help us to refocus and regroup, Lord, and believe that you are our Father and that you hear every one of our prayers. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.